Well, the issues we're running on are, what are the priorities for the country? We have a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress that wants to concentrate on jobs and better health and better education. And we have an opposition that wants to concentrate on figuring out where the president's birth certificate is and determining his religious beliefs.
And how do you go about creating jobs? Of course, the country's been in the in a recession for like 3 years now, even before President Obama took office. Some people say the stimulus is working. Some people say it isn't. What would you do differently next year?
I think we need to increase it, and we need to accelerate government spending, particularly on infrastructure. We also need to make sure that more of our money is spent at home. If we simply brought all the troops home without actually cutting defense spending, we'd still dramatically improve the economy, because all the money that we're spending now to support the troops in Afghanistan and Iraq is going to Afghanistan and Iraq, and it's not going to people here in the United States. The money that we spend on the troops and the money that the troops spend themselves would circulate here in the United States. That's just one example, but more specifically, we need to make sure that our spending reflects our priorities, and we need to make sure that it reflects the need to meet human needs. If we spent more on health care and less on war, the economy would be healthier and Americans would be healthier, too.
Tell us about your opponent, Daniel Webster.
Well, he's been in politics as an elected official for 28 years. After 28 years, I think it's fair to say he's not turned Florida into paradise. And he is an extreme right-winger. Among other things, he advocates for a group that says that women, mothers, should not work outside the home. He has introduced legislation that would trap battered women in marriages they couldn't escape from. He has, among other things, said and supported legislation that would require a raped woman to bear her attacker's child. So he's a man with a 19th century name and 14th century beliefs. There's no question that he'll turn the country back 200 years or more.
And, of course, those are some of the things that you laid out in the television ad that's come to be known as Taliban Dan. And in that ad, you use some of what he was saying in the speech out of context, according to PolitiFact.com. Would you do that differently if you had to do the ad again?
Well, you know, what a career politician does when he's forced to answer for his own words, and those were his own words, is to say that he's been quoted out of context. In this particular case, PolitiFact agreed with him. People can agree or disagree about whether he was quoted out of context, but there's no disagreement about the fact that these are things that he has actually supported, advocated, and in some cases wrote the legislation himself over the years. The great debate over that ad had to do strictly with the clip that we showed of him that he's in, which PolitiFact determined or judged that he was quoted out of context. But the substance of the ad was verified by PolitiFact as absolutely true.
And you've been outspoken, most notably during the health care reform debate in Washington, when you said the Republicans, their health care plan was to die quickly. Do you think that your being outspoken will help you in this election or hurt you?
Well, I mocked the fact that the Republicans didn't have a health care plan by saying that their health care plan amounted to don't get sick. But they understood that sometimes people are going to get sick anyway, so they had a backup plan, and that backup plan was for people who get sick to die quickly. I was mocking the fact they had no plan to help the 40 million Americans who didn't have health coverage see a doctor when they get sick. And they didn't have a plan to save the lives of the 44,000 Americans who die each year because they have no health coverage, according to a scientific study that I spoke about on the floor of the House. Has it helped me? Has it hurt me? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. You know, what matters is that we pass laws that lead to good lives for middle-class Americans. I suppose in one sense it's hurt me because, according to Politico, the Washington, D.C. newspaper last Friday, 20% of all of the right-wing conservative so-called independent expenditures are against me. I'm one out of 435 members of the House, and 20%. Of all of the money that the Republicans are spending to defeat anybody in the House this year, they are spending to defeat me. When I say the Republicans, I mean these shadowy right-wing groups that have funny names like the 60-plus Association, so nobody knows who they really are. Americans for Prosperity is another example. These groups have spent almost $2 million already to try to defeat me. And if it's because I told the truth and was outspoken and said it with courage, so be it. You know, that's okay. Whether I serve in the House for 2 years or for 20 years, I want to be able to say that I did it the right way, and I concentrated on the things that really mattered. In the case of health care, I concentrated on getting a bill that would save lives and save money. And I didn't get distracted, and I didn't let the Republicans distract anyone either. So I'm comfortable.